Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So yesterday we had Robert Mays on the show from The Athletic, and I was asking him about the offenses around the NFL that have the most success, and most of them operate from under center, and a lot of them operate from 12 and 13 personnel in the passing game, meaning 2 and 3 tight ends, and they get you to go into heavy formations, and then they often go with play action shots for their vertical passing game. And I think it's kind of like almost straight down the line. You can look at the really good passing explosive offenses in the league, Danny, and they are operating from under center at a really, really high rate. And the bad ones right now that are struggling don't. Seattle, 70% of the time is under center. The Rams, 69% of the time is under center. The Lions, over half of the time. The Bills, over half of the time, which is actually shocking to me. The Josh Allen.
Like when I close my eyes and picture them, it's him looking at everything, raising the one leg, doing a clap.
I can't even think of times where he's under center, but it's over half the time. The Patriots, with a second-year quarterback who was in the gun probably most of his time in college in Drake May, are under center 47% of the time. Then you look at the teams in the bottom five in that area, the Saints, the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Commanders, and the Falcons. So as of right now, this moment, of the top five teams under center, all five of them are headed to the playoffs. Of the bottom five teams under center, none of them actually, because the Chiefs are currently on the outside looking in. We all think they're going to make it, though. Only one of them is a playoff team, basically. And then the Commanders and the Falcons, who are dead last in this stat, the Falcons have a broken offense that everyone's trying to figure out what's wrong, and the Commanders have some of the same issues. So I want to mix in more of the Shanahan stuff to help out the quarterback, to make the throws easier. Do what the Bears are doing and what Ben Johnson's doing for Caleb Williams, where you get easy middle-of-the-field throws for him because linebackers are getting sucked up. Washington's asking Daniels and Mariota to do what I think is the hardest thing to do in the league, which is to win in the straight dropback game without the benefit of play action and some of the stuff from under center. It also helps with the timing of the run game and some other things. But when I brought this up with a guy who I really, really think is as sharp as anybody covering the sport, Robert Mays, he had a different take. He doesn't think Washington should lean into this stuff because he actually thinks it would take them out of what they do best and it would maybe pull them away from the Jaden Daniels run games. This is what he had to say yesterday.
I think with the way that they're built specifically, I mean, especially when Jaden is playing, you lose a lot of the quarterback run game when you're going to go under center, as far as like being able to flip the math that way. You know, the best comparison that I would make is that it took a long, long time, and it took like multiple seasons of really struggling for stretches offensively before the Eagles have decided to do this, right? I mean, the Eagles are doing it because they didn't have anywhere else to turn, And I think, you know, with Baltimore is another good example of this, where for years they weren't really an under center team, and now they're starting to do a little bit more of it. I get that to an extent, but I think that especially the numbers when Jaden is in there, you're losing part of what makes him great if you're going to more under center stuff. And so maybe over time they do some of that, but I think their personnel is different enough that I don't think that's something that gives me like a ton of concern, even if it's not in line with a lot of the other good offenses in the league.
So I love him, and I love his analysis. He's smarter than I am. I disagree with him on this, but I want to get your thoughts before I go any further.
Yeah, the Baltimore counter, so to speak, is to me the best counter argument, and hear me out. The years where Lamar Jackson is healthy, and I'm going, this is going to be a big part of the discussion for me. When he's healthy, they are top three in yards per play, top three in points, top three in yards. You look at 2024, last year, they were head and shoulders better than everybody else in yards. You go back to 2019 where he was healthy. They were second. They had a sixth year where they were fourth in total points, et cetera. Then their year sprinkled in where he's missed multiple games, like this year, where they are not in the top three or four in yards per play, and the offense suffers tremendously. Injured a bunch in 2022. They were in the teens. Injured a bunch this year. They're in the teens. So that, to me, is kind of the, when it's right, man, is it lethal, right? Where you've got a running back who might keep it, the quarterback who might keep it, and then when he keeps it, he might throw it. And you've got all sorts of lethal options off that, and you could beat a lot of people a lot of ways. I mean, a lot of 12-5, 13-4, 14-2 type seasons when it's going well for an offense where you've got someone that's that dynamic. When it's not, you get this. And that's kind of the point to me. So I don't love hearing that the point is to emphasize the running of Jaden Daniels. I don't care about the design runs of Jaden Daniels. Do it once every so often to show it, or you need a third and one, or you know, you get a touchdown on a like an old Cousins quarterback draw and out of empty. I'm fine with that. But generally, to me, the running is valuable to escape danger. The running is valuable where plays were dead for everybody else in this league, save a couple of guys, and you can make something out of nothing. That, to me, is the secret sauce. I think there's 30 quarterbacks on any given week that would at 72 and sunny can drop back, pat the football, hit their first read in the mid 60 percentage points. And that's really a throw or two per game. That's different between the 68 percentage guys and the 64 percentage guys. It's very, very little. To me, the differences are those superhuman third and eight plays when everyone knows you're passing, or you've got to have some kind of miracle out of your tuchus. That's what Daniels is special at. That's what Mahomes is special at. Allen, Lamar Jackson, and the rest. I don't care about design runs anywhere near as much. Not only that, but also not to make that the reason I can't run other stuff. The reason that's the focal point of my offense, that to me is a paradigm I'll disagree with from a really smart guy.
Yeah, so I have several thoughts on this. The first is, I'm not saying you've got to be under center 75% of the time and lead the NFL, or Seattle's 70%, or the Rams.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
69%, or the Lions 52% even. But you got to be under center more than 7 out of every 100 plays. That's number one. I want more under center, even if you're not majoring in it. And I don't think that would really show up in any statistical way as taking away your quarterback run game. So that's the first point. The second point is, when he says you'll lose some of the run game, the only way I would buy that is to say that you would lose some design quarterback.
That's runs, what I mean, yeah.
Which is what you were just getting at, which, to your point, have not been as effective this year anyway.
Mm-mm.
I don't have a problem with design quarterback runs. Like, I would prefer Daniels run on designs more than scrambles, because I think his scramble rate is way too high and too many possible passes that could be big explosives get killed when you leave the pocket and run, occasionally from clean pockets, but even from non-clean, muddy pockets, instead of resetting and throwing, you're just taking off to run. And that was kind of the muscle memory of the season that developed. But I think, I'll bet you, your scramble rate may go down doing it this way. His scramble rate, which is twice league average, by the way.
You mean it would go down under center?
I think so.
I agree with you.
Here's why.
I agree with you.
Because I think you'd get him easier throws. I think you would get him quicker, more decisive pop passes in the middle of the field, ball out of his hand stuff, where you drop back from under center in traditional play action, and you do that quick, you know, extent, like the Peyton Manning, almost like it's a stretch run. Now I stand tall, and I got the little pop pass to the tight end, or the dig in the middle of the field. The middle of the field throws, which we talked about a lot with Jaden coming out, he's made enough of those over the last couple of years to suggest that he can do it, but it is not a part of this offense really at all. Watch like the Bears for what I'm talking about. A year ago with how they operated with Caleb Williams versus right now, these are easy, wide open, Jared Goff Detroit offense kind of throws where you got everybody moving, you got people coming up because you're going play action out of the run game, and now you're throwing it behind them. Think of the old Kyle Shanahan drift package in 50 series where they used to do this all of the time in the Shanahan offense. So I actually think his scramble rate, which is up around 24%, league average is like 12.5%, would come down doing this. So I'm not even convinced that you would take away from the quarterback run stuff. Maybe you lose a design run here or there if you do it a lot.
You lose that zone read capability out of the shotgun.
He talks about part of what makes him great. Part of what makes him great. And I have made this case all season. I'll continue to make this case. Jaden Daniels isn't the number two overall pick, probably, if not for the running ability. People hear that and they take great offense as if I'm saying anything's wrong with the passing ability, which is not what I'm saying. I think the beauty of Jaden Daniels and the reason he could be special and awesome and win an MVP and hopefully get you a Super Bowl ring at some point is because he can also win from the pocket, which would be my rebuttal to Mays on this. Jaden Daniels should be able to do everything that Caleb Williams is doing with Ben Johnson right now. He's a way more accurate passer than Caleb Williams is. It's not particularly close. Caleb's got a little bit more arm strength because he's got an elite arm. Like, Jaden Daniels' arm strength is plenty good. It's well above average. This is not an issue. This is like a 65 on a 2080 scouting scale. So I come back to this question then. Is Mays suggesting that Daniels wouldn't be able to do this stuff at a high rate? And that the way to get the most out of Jaden Daniels is out of the gun and out of pistol and out of, people hear this as a pejorative, it's not, like this college-style offense that they run, essentially, and that you can't have him do the traditional Shanahan, Ben Johnson-esque stuff? Because if that's what he's saying, okay. I don't believe that for one second, though. If the answer is, here's what I'm going to ask you. I guess I'll make this succinct.
Yep.
Can Daniels do that stuff? If your answer is yes, and mine is, then you should be asking him to do that stuff because it is what works in the league at the highest rate right now, and it is the best way to give your quarterback easy answers and really open second-level throws to hit on some explosives.
Play action pass. I mean, right now, it's the cheat code in the league because of what's happening with running games, and it's always been effective. It's now extra so. So the thing that you lose, just, again, devil's advocate, because I agree, we're in lockstep. Speaking about easy throws, what's supposed to be easy, it hasn't been because now they cannot wait to call the ineligible man downfield, but what's supposed to be easy is the RPO. That's supposed to be your cheat code. That's the new version of the drift play where if you all you're doing is counting. If you're the quarterback, you go, okay, there's 1-2 there. I'm going to throw it. Oh, there's 1-2-3 there. I'll hand it off. And it's supposed to be the easiest thing. Lineman run block and you go about your business. Well, now if you're helmet goes more than 1.1 yards down the field, they throw the flag. It's all of a sudden getting beaten out of people's offenses. So that's supposed to be their version of the easy play, right? Now, a big part of that hurts is you don't have a guy that can win all the time in some of those quick routes, a slant or something fast up there. You're not guys getting off the line of scrimmage pretty quickly. That's an issue when it comes to the receiver game. But that's what's supposed to be the easy layup stuff in this permanent shotgun type offense. It's not working right now, but that's the design.
The best offenses in the league and the best passing games in the league do this and have done it for a long time. And I just think they're making life harder on their QBs, including Mariota, by the way. But Daniel specifically is the guy we care about here, by doing it the other way, by doing it Cliff's way. Not to mention, just from a personnel standpoint right now with their injuries at receiver, there's no reason why you aren't using more tight ends. All three of your tight ends are healthy.
Your tight end room is fine. It's the only place that is.
You got Ertz. You got a $7 million guy you just paid in Bates. You got a second-round pick in Sinnott. And yet you don't really run much 13 personnel, which theoretically could help you be more effective in the run game, but is where some of the explosives could come from in the passing game as well. And if you get up under center with those extra tight ends and you get bootlegs and get people moving, I think it would unlock a lot of things for them.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.